Hello, everyone, and welcome to Our Stories, lively and direct from the production studios at community radio station KHMB 100.9 FM and 1710 AM. This podcast is a collection of news stories from CoastSideNews.com, publishers of the Half Moon Bay Review and the Pacifica Tribune. This podcast is sponsored by the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company and is a collaboration between the nonprofit Coastal Literary Arts Movement, Coastside News, and KHMB Radio. I'm David Gorin. Now, Half Moon Bay High School has had some really good sports teams. Just look at the forest of banners in the high school gym, and you'll see volleyball, cross country, the recent football team, and yes, baseball too. But never in the history of this high school has this happened. Yeah! The baseball team at Half Moon Bay High made it through playoffs, regional championships, and finally, Northern California championships. And then they won that NorCal final championship game. First time Half Moon Bay ever went that far. So we're going to talk to Coach Anderson and a couple of players in a minute, because that is not just history. That is not just epic. That is serious fun. But first, I have something to tell you. And I guess it's kind of personal. This podcast, Our Stories, it has turned 1 year old. Okay, not as fun and important as the baseball team. That is true. But we had a golden year at this radio station and on this podcast.
So you're just going to have to excuse me for a second to celebrate, because I tell you, this is so fun.
Like, woo, it's really coming together. Feels so nice. Light as a feather. Bullseye hit it right in the center. Yeah, we're better than ever. Woo, when you see it, you know it. We're better than ever.
And I do think it's important. In part, it's important to see local news survive and thrive on the coastside. We are part of that, this little podcast. And we've brought you a ton of stories you don't get anywhere else. So I just have to say, if you were listening, we told you about the Highway 1 repaving. Now, we told you when it would happen. We told you how loud it would be and laid out that whole parking ruckus around Surfers Beach and along Sam's Chowder House. And by the way, congratulations to Sam's while we're here for somehow convincing Caltrans to build a giant new parking lot right next to the restaurant that may have as many diners as it has beachgoers. But hey, I absolutely must point out that the first place you ever heard the news about Soul Grind opening a new place out in Princeton, well, you heard it here first. For those who don't know, Soul Grind is a way cool coffee place and cafe in Pacifica, and it decided the second coolest place on the coast side is Princeton, right next to OPL, and it's due to open this month.
And from right here to Half Moon Bay, it's the Pumpkin Box!
Remember listening to the story about the battling bots that gathered in Half Moon Bay? Teams and teenagers from all across the state descended on Half Moon Bay, and the local high school team of teenage robotic engineers took fourth place at that electric event.
No, we have to do this in like 10 minutes, or we're going to forfeit our match.
You need that, and you need a drill.
Yeah.
I loved that story. Hey, do you remember this one?
God's sakes, a pot of small ale.
This one about the outdoor Shakespeare production that kicked off the opening of the new Carter Park, right next to Stone Pine Center. Oh, I remember we had that great piece on a new place for teens to gather. They're calling it Alcove. And besides being a cool, fun spot that's being built kind of near the foot of the high school, it also has wraparound services for youth.
Young people in Half Moon Bay need these supports, and that they need particularly it's a third place for young people. So a third place is sort of like the space besides work or home or school where young people can be and find community.
That was Carly Devlin. She's the force behind the new Alcove Center. We had the ocean swimmer, and she talked about bioluminescence she saw out there and the pod of dolphins that kept her going.
So cool. Oh, my God. All of a sudden, I could hear the crew yelling and yelling, and I could hear the dolphins so loudly. And I couldn't see them all jumping around me because I didn't want to lift my head and stop swimming, but they were just swimming with me, all underneath me. I mean, it was so incredible. It was such a gift.
So many stories. A full year of them. I can't name all of them, but I love the one that Sebastian Mignobocelli did out in the fields of Half Moon Bay and Pescadero. It was two programs that try to help farm workers become farm owners.
Sebastian also covered the story about farm workers and their families traumatized by the mushroom farm shootings and who were forced out of their substandard homes when the county condemned those homes. Well, now they have a chance to live in new homes when the city and county built 42 units at Stone Pine Cove. Within 2 years of those shootings, that project is now, recently, at full capacity. Oh, and I loved having Mr. Cox on here. Just like the social studies class he taught for so many years, the conversation with him was fun and lively and full of friends. Man, that's a lot. We have had updates about restoring Surfers Beach with dredged sand, restoring coho salmon to Pescadero Creek, restoring vitality to coastside businesses and to the coastside itself. We covered that rough story about the high school student who died in an e-bike crash and the legislative, ethical, legal puzzle that e-bikes present. We covered the happy stories about kids winning a Little League championship, about a new glassblower taking over, over at the winery on 92, about the free-spirited success of local record producers, Nudie Records. So yeah, I'm wondering too, are we getting a new swimming pool in Half Moon Bay? Isn't a huge fire season coming up soon? Will this year's El Nino storm shut down the coastside, or are we ready for it? What will be the cool new thing happening at the next pumpkin festival? Will the repaving of Highway 1 ever end? You're going to have to tune in to our stories, your stories, of the coastside. Okay, enough blah, blah, blah. Let's get to it. This is a big week in Half Moon Bay sports history because no baseball team from here has ever won the Northern California Championships. Yeah, well, until now. Half Moon Bay High School boys baseball team ripped through the regular season and continued to dominate in the league playoffs. After beating everyone in their division, they won the CCS regionals as well. That put them in the NorCal finals. And here to tell me what happened, Brian Anderson. He's the team's coach and manager. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you for having me. We appreciate it.
So what did your team do? Tell me what happened.
So we just got on a hot streak where it kind of started with our game at Oracle Park. Riley here closed the game in a tight game, extra innings, and got the walk-off hit, and it just propelled us from there. We ended up winning every game after that, so we ended up winning 15 games in a row. It was also the first time in school history to win CCS with an 8-inning battle, 1-0 win, where Kai Kung pitched his butt off to help us win that game. And then we just kept it rolling throughout NorCal's and swept that whole thing, too, without giving up a run.
Looked like you guys were shutting out a lot of teams, man.
Our pitching was dominant with our defense, too. So it's not just all the pitchers, but the defense that the boys played. Our outfielders can run with anybody and catch everything out there, and our infielders are tough. But the pitching was definitely lights out.
It's like unheard of that a CCS final would be a shutout. No, it would be a mercy rule. That was what it was. It was mercy rule. Damn.
Yeah, so the bats were hot there, too. And I just think the boys were putting in a lot of work. Once I saw that we were going to be the host team with the number one seed, you know that you're in a good spot because we have such good fans. Like, the fan support was unlike anything I've ever seen in high school baseball in my life with the amount of people that were coming out to these games.
Yeah, they went wild, man.
They went crazy. And just being able to play on our field, it was just shutout, shutout, shutout. When you got guys that can play like these two, and especially Kai Kung pitching, it was just no question that we were going to keep the games close. But I didn't expect to shut everybody out like that.
Yeah, that was cool. So, hey, look, a couple of players are here. So, who are you guys? You got to get closer to the microphone.
I'm Paxton Holden.
I'm Riley Jackson.
Paxton Holden and Riley Jackson. Paxton pitched the last inning of the final championship game. Back at the start of the season, did you ever feel like you might be here now with a NorCal championship in your back pocket? Did you ever think this was going to go down?
I mean, looking at our team from the start, we knew we had a lot of talent on our team. It was just like the question of if we could do something with it and like how we would all play together. But we definitely knew that we had a shot at doing something big.
Well, and you guys have been playing together for a long time. Like, everybody on your team is kind of, what I'm understanding, is they kind of all grew up together playing Pirates and stuff like that. Is that right?
Yeah, we all played Pirates together since we were young in Little League, too.
and Riley Jackson. People have told me you're one of those guys who could carry a team. Any truth in that?
No, I mean, in baseball, you can't carry a team. You need all nine boys to be all together. So I wouldn't say carry, but I'm just doing what I can to, you know, help the team win in any way possible.
So is there a moment in the season or in that championship game that stood out?
I mean, just all the boys were so ready and so prepared going into the game. We all knew it was going to be a fight, but I think we all just had a ton of fun throughout the game and competed and turned it into a good game, and we all had a good time and ended up winning, so it was a ton of fun.
So you had a good time and won the championship. That's not bad. What about you? Like, is there something that stood out when you look back at this run? Is there some moment that stood out where you thought, damn, we could do this?
After the Oracle Park game, that was like kind of a game changer, because like going into that game, we knew Sequoia was a really good team, and beating them just gave us all the confidence to keep winning after that.
Is there anything that was like a really cool moment that stood out to you, like you're going to remember that for the rest of your life?
Definitely the CCS championship game, because we knew like that's never been done in school history.
Yeah.
And like doing that for the first time and being a part of it is just something special.
So CCS took you to NorCal Finals.
Yeah.
So you were set in history even before you went to the finals.
Yeah.
Riley, how about you? Like when you think about the coolest moment, either something you did or something somebody else did, like what do you remember?
I'll remember like showing up to practice every day and just having a great time and like not only getting better, but having fun every day at practice and all that stuff, you know. Just getting closer with all the boys and having a good time. I thought that was a lot of fun.
All right, Coach Anderson, these two guys seem really, really humble.
These guys are very humble.
So maybe you could explain what is it about them in particular that makes you able to win, not just CCS, but NorCal?
I mean, the first thing is just they're hardworking. So every day in practice, but even before then, right, like off-season work, you know, these guys work their tails off in the weight room and come into anything that they can to support their team in any way that they can. But the physicality, like we would go up against other teams, you'd be like, oh, we got guys that are way bigger than these guys. Like, I feel like we could just out-muscle these teams, especially towards the end where teams are getting weaker and pitchers' arms are tiring out. Like, Kai Kung almost threw 100 innings on the season, which has never been done since I've been coaching there. We've never played that deep. And he did it on 3 days rest, not once, but twice. To come back and pitch like that, all the work that he put in the weight room, and just to be physically ready. You know, baseball's a weird game. You could beat anybody, but you could also lose to anybody. And for them not to give up on themselves was incredible to see. And as far as offense, they've got the physical tools to hit, like, balls in the gap, but also the speed. Like, the speed factor for guys this big is huge, and just playing fearless and doing whatever you can on the bases to try and cause havoc and make those pitchers think about you to score runs. And Riley being a little bit modest about, you know, carrying the offense kind of thing, though. But at some point with these three NorCal games where he was at one point like 8-for-10 with multiple home runs and a 1.6 OPS, it's like unheard of. Nobody pitches this guy. It is like kind of Barry Bonds treatment for a high schooler, which is something that I've never seen before. And then this guy to be in the middle of the order to use his legs to put himself in a scoring position to score runs when we probably shouldn't at times because he's so aggressive and just fearless out there is just incredible.
It's a pretty good way to say goodbye to high school, don't you think?
I can't think of any better way. Like, I played high school baseball, and my senior year we got to win the Northern Section Championship as well. And to be dogpiling on your own field with your buddies, there's no feeling like that in the world.
Yeah, sweet. So the Northern California High School Baseball Champions for 2026 are Riley Jackson, Ian Earhart, Paxton Holden, Clark Colucci, Jacob Kudo, Tristan Castro, Alex Ryan, Cole Giannini, Lane Giannini, and Kai Kung, with reserves Andy Hede, Brandon Mello, Soren Brown, Maverick Johnson, Derek Rose, Jaden Sarabia, Ronan McCauley, Aaron Ortega, Caden Costa, Aiden Dorn, Javi Haro, Isaiah Watermulder, Max Plancarti, and the coaches, Brian Anderson and Dave Anderson, no relation, Rick Angelini, pitching coach Chris Bano, bench coach was Steve Heath, and the assistant coach was Brendan Roth. Congratulations, you guys. Oh, and the school athletic director is Mike Berrigan.
I was surprised to see with all those like standout performances, no player got the game ball. In fact, no coaches got the game ball. So what's up with that?
There's so many more people that make a program and a team successful than just players or coaches. And it's like the people behind the scenes, like the moms that are taking care of these guys. Karen Colucci was one of our team moms that did a great job with that. Also, Kelly Hoffman Davis, who's our Boosters president, she was the one that ended up getting that final one, which was special for her. And she supported all the programs, not just the baseball team, but all programs.
Well, that's a nice touch, giving it to Kelly. So, Riley, I wanted to just say one more thing. It looks like neither one of you guys have graduated. So you're coming back next year, and I know you're still tasting this NorCal championship, but are you thinking repeat?
Yeah, I mean, of course I'm thinking repeat, but I mean, it's a ton of fun. Of course I want to do it again, but, you know, we all know how tough it is to get back there, and then we all know that, like, we have a bunch of starters coming back, and it's absolutely possible. So, of course I'm thinking it, and yeah, I want to do it again.
You guys are going to be a force. Well, thanks for coming by. Good job.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for covering the boys.
And that is our stories for the week. I would like to thank Brian Anderson, Paxton Holden, and Riley Jackson, NorCal baseball champions, all of them. I'd like to offer special thanks to editor and publisher Emma Spaeth and to standout Coastside News reporter Ashton Hackey for staying on top of everything all the time. Thank you to Sebastian Migno-Buccelli for your strong contributions over the last year to this podcast. And also thanks to Coastside News Group board members for believing in this project and making it happen. That's Rich Klein, Lenny Mendonca, Sherry Chan, Susie Castoria, and Roy Salume. Real thanks to each of you. Thanks, of course, to KHMB station manager and all-around gentleman Jim Henderson, and to engineer Jay Michaels, and loving appreciation to the Coastal Literary Arts Movement for the ongoing support. And much thanks to our podcast sponsor, the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. And, hey, thanks to you for listening. We'll do it again in 2 weeks on KHMB Radio, Wednesday at 6, on the Coastside News website, on Spotify, and other apps. Adios.